Blog Talk Radio.
A dozen. Mission.
There is nothing wrong with your computer. Do not attempt to adjust the sound. We are controlling transmission. For the next hour, sit back and we shall control all that you hear. There is nothing wrong with your computer system. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind and into Terror Chat. This is Terror Chat.
Your connection has been established.
Communication frequencies are now open.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, madame and messieurs. Welcome to Terror Chat on Sunday, June the 22nd, 2008. A full moon weekend as we welcome the summer equinox. Tonight in Calgary, under clear skies, 17 degrees Celsius in our city. Before we get started with tonight's show, let me apologize for those listeners who had planned on tuning in to the Saturday Night Oil Show. Due to local technical issues with our ISP provider, we were unable to air as scheduled. The oil show has been rescheduled. However, tonight we shall touch on some highlights before we head for Planet X. Thanks to our associates for our political information tonight, much of it brought to you by America First Information Service, of course available through the Terra Firma Politics on the Yahoo group. But first, let's check out some Terra Chat news.
Zone News.
From Washington, Israeli jet pilots trained for possible strike on Iran nuclear sites, U.S. media reported Friday, sparking a strong warning from Tehran and caution from world leaders. Several months ago, during our discussion with John Hogue of Hogue Prophecy, he outlined this very same scenario.
And there are all kinds of signs that we're about to see some kind of military strike, at least on the Al-Quds military bases in and around Iran.
For more information, check out Hogue Live in our archives. Apparently, the military exercise carried out by Israel seems to be a test run for any potential strike against Iran's nuclear facilities. At least that's the way the New York Times reports it, citing U.S. officials. In Athens, an official with the Greek Air Force Central Command confirmed the substance of the reports, stating that the several exercises had taken place and Greece were part in joint training exercises with Israel off the Mediterranean island of Crete. The maneuvers, codenamed Glorious Spartan 08, took place on May the 28th and June the 12th and consisted of aerial maneuvers and knowledge exchange, said the Greek source, who requested anonymity. The goal was for more than 100 Israeli F-16 and F-15 fighter jets to prepare for long-range strikes and demonstrate Israel's serious concern over Iran's nuclear ambitions, the Times reported. On June 6, Israel Deputy Prime Minister warned that Iran would face attack if it pursues what he said was its nuclear weapons program. In Tehran, senior cleric warned Israel of a strong blow if it attacks Iran. If enemies, especially Israel and their supporters in the United States, would want to use a language of force, they should rest assured that they will receive a stronger blow in the mouth, Khatami said in his Friday prayer sermon. At the United Nations, U.S. ambassador said that Washington favored diplomacy to resolve the Iranian nuclear crisis, at least for the moment. Japan's biggest astronomical observatories are teaming up for an unprecedented quest to find out whether there is actually life in outer space. The project, led by Japanese astronomers, will bring together a dozen or more observatories from all over the country to study one specific star that researchers see as a potential home to an extraterrestrial civilization. Unidentified flying objects grabbed the headlines after a lawmaker submitted a question to the cabinet on whether the country had confirmed any cases of their existence. The government's answer was no.
TerraJet News Flashback.
President Ahmadinejad has threatened to wipe Israel off the face of the earth.
These United States are confronted with an economic affliction of great proportions.
So what do you think about the world today? What's on your mind tonight? What piece of news has you concerned? Phone lines are live. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Live on TerraChat, thinking outside of the box. Time to refresh your drink. We'll be right back after these important messages.
As we look through the sign of Aquarius, many believe this to be the forecoming of the cataclysmic events of 2012.
As a result,
his visions, the meanings of his strange writing. We shall discuss events, current, past, and future, as we attempt to unwrap the mysteries behind the teachings of Nostradamus.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration of freedom in the history of our nation.
Good evening. Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist
attacks. There is nothing wrong with your computer. There is nothing wrong with your audio or your video. We are in remote control all that you see and hear. Let me repeat, there is nothing wrong with your computer. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind. To TerraChat, thinking outside of the box. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
And good evening, everybody. Welcome to TerraChat, thinking outside of the box. Sunday night in the night zone. We've got lots of stuff lined up for you tonight. Of course, we will be discussing Planet X and the Anunnaki. Of course, we have to get to that. But before we do, those people that emailed me over the last 24 hours regarding Saturday night's oil show, and we do apologize for not being able to make our ISP do what we needed it to do last night. But that is technology at its best sometimes. But regarding oil, I tell you, you know, we have John McCain sliding across the border into Canada and telling all of us good Canadians that we have nothing to fear from him and that he's looking forward to doing business with us. And then you have the Obama camp, of course, shouting the odds, threatening to break up the theory of NAFTA and tear that all apart. George W. Bush, when he came back from the Middle East with his head bowed, they said, no, 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 George didn't get his way. His friends are not going to bail him out, and there's no way is Saudi Arabia going to pump any more oil. Well, today, Saturday actually, they announced that Saudi Arabia will be increasing production of about 700,000 barrels of oil a day. To relieve the congestion on the market, and hopefully that's going to bring the price down. What's to bet that the price doesn't come down that much, and that we will still be stuck with some of the largest gasoline increases that we have ever experienced?
Warning, this is a restricted area. Warning, this is a restricted area. You are entering the Night Zone.
I feel kind of sorry for the DNC when they start heading for their convention, because there's a lot of bridges to mend. And Obama and Hillary have both said some pretty nasty stuff to each other, and I don't know whether they can overcome that. I don't know whether this recent meeting with Hillary and Obama sitting down and actually campaigning together, sharing their campaign list, I don't know whether this is the right game for Obama to play. Me have a feeling he's gonna get his butt kicked. But that's Obama.
She's running around talking about how this is an insult to sportsmen. How she values the Second Amendment. She's talking like she's Annie Oakley.
Many people have waited for some sign that our country is awakening once again. How will we know when a massive wave of reform and recovery and regeneration is about to take hold and renew our nation? What would it look like if such a change were beginning to build? I think we might recognize it as a sign of such change if we saw millions of young people getting involved for the first time in the political process.
Well, chance would be a fine thing. We've known for a very, very long time that very rarely does the youth get galvanized into going into the ballot boxes.
All information provided in the TerraChat radio program is the opinion of the speaker and not necessarily the opinion of the owner or its agents. Although TerraChat takes all precautions to provide quality information, TerraChat assumes no responsibility or liability for the legitimacy of information provided by guests' opinions or statements.
So, Saudi Arabia has decided to pump another 700,000 barrels a day into the system. That's definitely going to help. I doubt very much that the finances of petroleum will change that much. There'll be other equations that will cause the petroleum companies to have to hold on to more cash than we would like them to. You know, alternative fuels, great idea, but we have a long way to go. We just don't have the mass capability. For instance, I had a discussion with a young fella in a conservative policy roundtable up on Pal Talk, and we were discussing fuels and the use of fuels and the percentages of oil that actually gets used in fuel, et cetera, et cetera. And the young fella came up with the chemical theory of creating oil from algae and creating oil from microbes. And the problem being is the volume capacity that is required to create the volume that would be required is just astronomical. And once you create something to create something else, you better be able to hold on to it pretty good. Because if it ever gets out, it'll consume everything in front of it, which will be, you know, a plague, a man-made plague on the Earth. And speaking of man-made plagues on the Earth, thank God for John McCain.
I just want to report that this morning I personally checked John McCain's bearings. He has not lost any of them. They're all really in great shape.
These citizens believe their government has a duty to finally assure the energy security of this country, and they are right. The next president must be willing to break with the energy policies, not just of the current administration, but the administrations that preceded it, and lead a great national campaign to achieve energy security for America. I know how to do that, and I will do it, my friends.
You know, I feel really, really, really sorry sometimes for how easy it is for the politicians to fall into bad graces, if you will. And just from the silliest things, they'll say something that they really don't mean. They're just trying to be cute, or they're just trying to be smooth, and it doesn't come off that way, you know. Michelle Obama was on The View recently, and she made a statement that they managed to gloss over. But in closer look at the examination of the statement she made, I think she said it right, and I'm hoping you hear it the way I hear it.
Please don't do this. I didn't want Barack to go into politics because I thought politics was a mean business. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I knew this man that I loved. He was sweet and pathetic. I thought, there's no way.
Pathetic.
He was sweet and pathetic. You gotta love it.
I was taken aback by the demeaning remarks Senator Obama made about people in small town America. Senator Obama's remarks are elitist and they're out of touch. They are not reflective of the values and beliefs of Americans.
Shame on her. She knows that. She's running around talking about how this is an insult to sportsmen. How she values the Second Amendment. She's talking like she's Annie Oakley. If members of Congress don't pass my health care bill, I'm ready. I'll whoop them.
I'm proud of the fact that Hillary Clinton, Senator Clinton, inspired a generation of young women. As a father of three daughters, I congratulate her.
Here's the picture on our country's debt. Look at how it's grown over the years. Nobody steps up to the plate and accepts responsibility for anything, including the $4 trillion debt. We've had an enormous growth in debt, and we don't have anything to show for it. Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan, and Bush. You can see a historic pattern here, and for some reason we've fallen off the edge of the cliff.
Wow, now that takes you back a ways. Ross Perot.
We all have busy lives, and in such, we can't always be at a computer at a set time and date to listen to our favorite Blog Talk Radio show. So Blog Talk Radio has developed a method where you can listen to your favorite show right from your armchair or your desk. You could even listen archive or live. So how do you do it? Well, it's pretty easy. Come to www.blogtalkradio.com. Choose your favorite show. Hopefully it's Terror Chat. Enter the specific station page and sign up for RSS feed, or add the various players to your website or blog, or put the player right on your desktop. It's as easy as that. Once you have the player, your favorite show is just a click away. Enjoy.
You're in the night zone with the Colin Terror Chat News Flashback. Let me take you back in time. Do you remember?
Good evening. I want to talk to you tonight from my heart on a subject of deep concern to every American. In recent months, members of my administration and officials of the Committee for the Re-election of the President have been charged with involvement in what has come to be known as the Watergate affair.
Ah, yes, the Watergate affair. You know, the problem with oil goes as far back into the 60s as you can imagine. And unfortunately, every presidency, in fact, every government of the Western world has pushed it on to the next generation to deal with. George W. Bush, of course, has chosen to confront it front and center once and for all, which possibly should have been done 30, 40 years ago. But in doing so, of course, the speculators who are out to make a buck most definitely making sure that oil prices will go as high as the market will bear. And that is the issue at hand, ladies and gentlemen. It's as high as the market will bear. If you are prepared to buy gasoline, then there is nothing we can do but help you along the way. If you are prepared to buy gasoline, then they will most certainly be selling it to you for whatever price that you can handle, I may add. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is almost an intervention when it comes to oil pricing, warning and cautioning that you must, at all accounts, learn how to conserve. But we're not just talking about gasoline. That is the easy product. We're talking about plastics made from petroleum. Plastics in general, they also consume an incredible amount of oil in our system. And somehow, we have to get past that.
Here's the thing. Pamela Anderson and Mitt Romney in the same room. Isn't that one of the signs of the apocalypse?
This is Terror Chat. In the dead of night, when my winter wounds shall not be healed from the wind which howls about your being. In the dead of night, when your friends have gone and you sit huddled around the castle's fire. In the dead of night, when all is dark, who will you be?
This is Terror Chat, thinking outside of the box. This is the Night Zone with Colin Knight.
You know, we all have busy lives, and we can't always be at that computer at a special time, place, date, and event. So what do? Well, blogtalkradio.com have come up with the answer. Yes, you can access the archives of your favorite shows and catch up on all of the gossip and what's going on in the world. Blogtalkradio.com bring you some of the best archives you could imagine. So how do you do it? Come to www.blogtalkradio.com. Come to the webpage and pull down the archive browser or the RSS feed. It's as simple as that. Put it on your webpage. Put it on your desktop. One way to stay in touch with Terror Chat, thinking outside of the box, 24 hours a day. It'll show up on your Blog Talk browser. It's as easy as that. BlogTalkRadio.com. Ah, yes, the fabulous BlogTalkRadio.com. And we are very, very pleased that the system came alive. 2 years they have been throwing their weight around the internet, and an incredible system. If you haven't had the chance to go to the home page and look around at some of the diverse chat channels that are out there, some stations bringing you some pretty important stuff, and it's most definitely worth listening to. And ladies and gentlemen, as I did announce in our previous shows, we will be discussing Planet X tonight. Our guest call-in number, of course, is 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287. If you get the urge to merge, now is the time to splurge.
If Planet X exists, we are not alone in this solar system.
And God bless Zachariah Sitchin, the man that almost invented where we are this evening. Planet X. Planet X. Where are we in the world? Is there a Planet X? Does it exist? Well, I tell you, I've been looking around the internet and chasing down as much information as I possibly can. Dr. Ian O'Neill rekindled my interest in Planet X on our special with Dr. O'Neill on the Mayan calendar and legends, etc. And in sparking my interest, of course, I had to go in search of Planet X. Well, I find all kinds of connections and all kind of Bible prophecies and end time predictions, 36,000 year cycles and Genesis prophecies coming true. And then I find that we are actually the creation of the Anunnaki, the gods, that human beings were interbred with the Anunnaki to create slaves. That's what I'm hearing. Don't know how true that can be. You know? The Anunnaki, could they be the apocalypse? Instead of we expecting them to be the saved, is it possible that they could be the apocalypse? And the reason I say that is from all indications, depending on the trajectory of this planet, which has not been confirmed yet, at least hasn't been confirmed 100% scientifically, then I wonder if, you know, if there is anything to it. But if there is nothing to it, boy, we're expending a lot of energy to find that out, aren't we? The wonderful thing about Planet X is it's a legend. It's a folklore. It's a story told from story told. And in doing so, the translations are changed. But, you know, the Sumerian script was the first script used by man as a written communication. So can you take that out of the context? Can you say, well, that doesn't matter. The information that they had was just, you know, dreams and wild hallucinations. Well, if that is the case, then how come they are so darn accurate? How come the prophecies of Nostradamus and the end times can be as tight and as plausible after listening to what he has to say? How can we throw it off and dismiss it as not being of any value?
All information provided by TerraChat radio program is the opinion of the speaker and not necessarily the opinion of the owner or its agents. Although TerraChat takes all precautions to provide quality information, TerraChat has no responsibility or liability for the legitimacy of information provided by guests' opinions or statements.
And as we discussed with Dr. O'Neill, and as we discussed with Dr. O'Neill, the Mayans seem to have information we need. And as we discussed with Dr. O'Neill, the Mayan calendar and the legends that the Mayans left behind in some cryptic design, which we still have not completely understood yet. But the gist of it is that one of their living gods was a 6-foot-plus tall, white, blonde-haired, blue-eyed male who, as I keep saying in all of my shows, fascinates me because when he left the Mayans, promising to return on the next cycle of 36,000 years, he left in a ship that floated under the water. He left on a ship that floated under the water. is it possible? Could we be our own visitors? Could Planet X be our ancestors? Are all of these extraterrestrial UFO sightings of recent days actually their scouting ships as they come closer into our sector? Who knows what's out there? We definitely don't have all of the answers. I wish we did.
Things that go bump in the night. Have you ever had those moments where you know someone is there? Have you ever had those times where you think you see a flash of a person or a shadow? We delve into the inner sanctum of paranormal activities. Paranormal at its best with some of the brightest and the best investigators in North America. Come with us on a journey, possibly an enlightenment.
Coming soon. Watch for the listings. As we look through the sign of Aquarius, many believe this to be the forecoming of the cataclysmic events of 2012. In weeks to come, we shall be looking into the quatrains of Nostradamus, his visions, the meaning of his strange writing. We shall discuss events, current, past, and future, as we attempt to unwrap the mysteries behind the teachings of Nostradamus and his predictions.
And Nostradamus' predictions, my goodness. We had the pleasure, I believe it was in April, of interviewing Mr. John Hogue. He should be in the archives there. Go to Hogue Live and listen to the archive. What a fascinating show. Even though we had some technical difficulties getting him hooked into the show, once we got there, everything was hunky-dory. A little bit of an echo, but all things considered, it was an absolutely amazing interview. So if you get the opportunity, there's lots of pieces of information that John smattered around the interview that are now starting to come together that, frankly, I think we all should pay attention to.
All information provided by the TerraChat radio program is the opinion of the speaker and not necessarily the opinion of the owner or its agents. Although TerraChat takes all precautions to provide quality information, TerraChat assumes no responsibility or liability for the legitimacy of information provided by guests' opinions or statements. This is TerraChat. In the dead of night, when thy winter wounds shall not be healed from the wind which howls about your being. In the dead of night, when your friends have gone and you sit huddled around the castle's fire. In the dead of night, when all is dark, who will you be tonight? As he sits by the castle fire, the dark himself in the light, look to the blaze and see your fears, your path. As the wind howls about the castle walls, the fire crackles in the damp spring night. On your desk by the fire, your communication to the spirit world, the world where all things are warm, calm, cool, and collected, where you reign supreme. As you stand by the castle's fire, the wind howling about your domain, who will you be tonight?
Join me when we look at the deep, dark, lurking spaces known as Internet Chat. We'll be taking you to some of the nefarious regions of chat and looking at the psychological profile of many of those who lurk in the Internet world of chat. Ooh, kiddies, don't do that without parental discretion. I think there'll be a parental discretion on that show for sure. I have yet to find a chat channel in PalTalk or Yahoo or MSN, where the curse words aren't as frequent as their periods should be. But Planet X, the Anunnaki. You know, so I looked around, and as I say, I checked the internet and tried to find everything I could and talked to some experts and tried to convince them to come and explain this to me because I'm stupid. and to bring them onto the show. And a couple of them are interested, but they want to check it out, and I can relate to that. And that's fair. You know, they're putting their reputation on the line, and that's fully understandable. And we thank John Hogue from Hogue Prophecy who did that. We also thank Dr. Ian O'Neill, our cosmic physicist. That was absolutely fantastic. If you get the chance, listen to the O'Neill show, the 2012 Mayan calendar show. Absolutely brilliant. This man has definitely got the finger on the button, so to speak. And in doing so, he's going to go places. Check his website out, astroengine.com, and look at all of the links that he has and who he writes for and where he goes with his life. And good for him. We hope to have him back some other time. But the Planet X and Anunnaki, do they exist? Are they out there? What do you think? 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Or if you have a click-to-talk, ask the host button, by all means, click her up. Let's get going. As we look at the legends, and you can't help looking at the Bible prophecy, Zachariah Sitchin cinched that up pretty good as he looked at the old Hebrew text, and as he claimed Genesis 6:4, I believe it was, to look at Genesis 6:4, and it'll tell you about the giants upon the earth. You know, the 36,000-year cycle has me fascinated. And depending on what elliptical orbit is being played out here, it is possible that that Planet X was the actual planet that did have some damage many millions of years ago, which created who we are today. So in a very strange way, this planet that may be bringing doom and gloom our way may also be the cleansing. This may be the second coming. This may be the end times. This may be Armageddon. Now, not Armageddon as being invaded by creepy crawlers and hurting us, but Armageddon on a natural sphere, the gravitational pulls and changes to the Earth's geometric stance in the universe. That is the problem. And depending on the trajectory, if this planet does exist, then we have some great deal of concerns regarding what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, and why it's going to happen. It seems very, very interesting to me and fascinates me to no end that people of thousands of years ago seem to have more information now than we do. It seems that they knew something we don't know. Is that possible?
We all have busy lives, and in such, we can't always be at a computer at a set time and date to listen to our favorite Blog Talk Radio show. So Blog Talk Radio has developed a method where you can listen to your favorite show right from your armchair or your desk. You could even listen archive or live. So how do you do it? Well, it's pretty easy. Come to www.blogtalkradio.com. Choose your favorite show. Hopefully it's Terra Chat. Enter the specific station page and sign up for RSS feed or add the various players to your website or blog, or put the player right on your desktop. It's as easy as that. Once you have the player, your favorite show is just a click away. Enjoy.
And it is as easy as that. And also, we would like you, if possible, if you enjoy the show, those of you that take the show on download and don't come to the Blog Talk system, we do invite you to come up to Blog Talk once in a while. Please find your way to the Terra Chat page and mark us as a favorite so that your link is assured as we gather our clientele and as our listeners increase. We want to make sure you have a seat at the table. You know, mankind has moved in spurts and drabs, but we have never been so technologically advanced as we have within the last couple of hundred years. Now, some say that the advancements of mankind is absolutely impressive. Others have a great deal of concern.
We interrupt our program. Take you to Washington.
That the United States is now using an atomic bomb, the most powerful explosive yet developed.
And that's one of the outcomes of our intelligence, the atomic bomb.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
So remember, everything that I spout off on the Terror Chat Night Zone are my opinions and my opinions only. And it doesn't mean to say that they have to be right. These are how I think and where I have come to terms with the information at hand. And Planet X, I got to tell you, it's out there. There's questions and they deserve answers. What I need to know, how I need to know, why I need to know, is just human nature, I guess. But I need to know how it can be written in the Bible of the end times and how the timing can be as accurate as it is. How the 36,000-year cycle was counted by the Mayans and who gave them the information to make that decision. And how did Genesis get written into our history in such a way that it tells the true story and we have missed it? And is it possible that we are a genetic code of the Anunnaki and that we are actually creation of man and that man was actually called Adam and that Eden was actually a place where they considered to be peace and tranquil, otherwise known as Eden? Is this possible that the Samurai, the Sumerian script, the first written word, actually told us about cataclysmic events and we have been so ignorant not to want to listen to it? Could Zachariah Sitchin have hit it right on the head the first time out? Is he correct in his theories and his understanding of the Hebrew text? Even George Adamski, who wrote a book called Inside the Mothership, who claims to have been abducted a number of times. All of these people deserve a listen. And I wonder, are they out there?
You're in the Night Zone with Colin Knight. Warning, this is a restricted area. Warning, this is a restricted area. You are entering the Night Zone.
And my electronic producer tells me here that I'm 2 minutes early into the Night Zone, but that's okay. We got a lot to cover tonight. So as we've looked at the oil prices in Saudi Arabia and the consumption of oil and alternative fuels, there are young gentlemen that I hope to get to the channel one of these nights and sit down and have a good chat with him. I met him over at Conservative Policy Roundtable over on Pal Talk, and we were discussing fuels and the actual consumption values of gasoline and the likes. And this gentleman came up with the algae fuel alternative, and we never quite got into a full, dark, deep discussion, which I would have most certainly have liked. So we're going to try and rearrange that when we do the next oil show. And, of course, remember, ladies and gentlemen, that oil is not necessarily petroleum. We're not necessarily putting it in our vehicles to move our goods. It is also all of the plastics that we consume, that we create, that we build, that we make. You create those plastics, and that is all made from petroleum. But the petroleum issue may not be such an issue in 4 years, 2012, December the 21st, as it is foretold by Nostradamus, as it is apparently foretold by Genesis and the Anunnaki and the Planet X. It sure sounds like 2012 is going to be quite the party. You know, I blame it on Copernicus. You know that, eh? Copernicus is at fault.
In 1540, the Polish astronomer Nicholas Copernicus published his revolutionary theory that the sun, not the earth, was the center of the solar system.
And it all went to hell from there. It did. It all went to hell in a handbasket right from there. The moment Copernicus got it right, you know, we went on the slippery slope. And then, of course, there's that does that heathen Galileo.
In 1540, the Polish astronomer Nicholas Copernicus published his revolutionary theory that the Sun, not the Earth, was the center of the solar system. In the early 1600s, Galileo improved the new scientific marvel, the telescope, enough to prove the Copernican theory was fact.
Yeah, see, he goes, the theory was fact, and all hell breaks loose. You know, life was so simple during the times. There was witches, and there were warlocks, and there was dragons, and there was demons, and everybody seemed to get along real well. And then, no, we come along, and we have to get intelligence. And now look what we've done.
Their government has a duty to finally assure the energy security of this country, and they are right.
As we see the signs of Aquarius, many believe this to be the forthcoming of the cataclysm of the rest of 2012. When this comes, we should be looking at the incorporation of Nostradamus, his vision, the meaning of his strange writing. We shall discuss again current, past, and future as we attempt to unwrap the mysteries behind the teachings of Nostradamus and his activists.
Because if we set a date for withdrawal, which Senator Obama wants to do, there will be chaos, there will be genocide, there will be increased Iranian influence there, and we will have to go back with further sacrifice of American blood and treasure. I will never let that happen as President of the United States. I will never surrender in Iraq. I will not let that happen.
No, but he will have to break out from his island all over the war. We can stand up to him, or Europe may be too.
Here's the thing. Pamela Anderson and Mitt Romney in the same room. The signs of the apocalypse.
So the more information I pull up regarding Planet X, and the more experts I look at, and the videos on YouTube, my God, there's enough of them. As I look at these and I listen and I listen and I listen, all I hear is doom. However, apparently, after this cataclysmic event, 5 to 10% will survive. And this will be almost like the rapture, if you will. And supposedly this 5 to 10% will begin life again on Earth, and within a couple of generations forget all about the history that they had to bring forward. There will be a few who will scribe their information on tablets and chisel out pictures on cave walls. And once again, the cycle continues. Makes you wonder how true and how legitimate and how accurate our life truly is. It makes you wonder if, in fact, we have been giving ourselves a little bit of pork pie. In England, pork pies are a little bit of lies. And, you know, is it possible that we've just been kind of
you know, playing the wrong game. It seems to me that every religion seems to have the ultimate overlord of some kind. There is a God and or the Messiah, and every religion, regardless other than Wiccan, and if you want to call that a religion, some may say it is, some may say it isn't, but every religion has a finite universal mind. And we look up at the stars and look up at the heavens, hoping and wishing that there is extra life out there somewhere, and hoping that they are benevolent, I can't help wondering if we are walking ourselves into a great deal of problems. And, you know, there's a little soundbite I want to play here. It's got absolutely nothing to do with what we're talking about. It's my old pal, Ross Perot. I miss Ross Perot. I wish he'd come back to politics.
We got into trickle-down economics, and it didn't trickle. All those folks in Washington are basically saying to you and me, can you buy your vote with what used to be your money this year? We're not that dumb. We spend about $100 billion a year, which is probably down a little now, but we were spending $100 billion a year between Europe and $100 billion a year between Asia. And we're both. And they're rich. Think about it.
Good evening. I want to talk to you tonight from my heart on a subject that deep concerns every man. In recent months, members of my administration and officials of the Committee for the Re-election of the President have been charged with involvement in what has come to be known as the Watergate affair.
Ah, yes, the Watergate affair. You know, it all ties in when you think about it. The trials and tribulations of the world, there's famine, there's drought, there's flood. There are all the cataclysmic events happening in the world. There's earthquakes. You know, all of this is part and parcel of the changing times. Now, Mr. Al Gore would like you to believe that if you were to pay some kind of a tax credit for all of that pollutant you put into the air, that the earth is going to be a better place. Well, it's going to be a richer place to the politicians and to the people selling the carbon credits and those people negotiating the credits and those people trading the credits. There's going to be a great deal of business there, but I don't see how it is going to help the earth if, in fact, we are doing so much damage to it. With 7 minutes remaining, I remind you that if Planet X, if Nibiru does exist, and if Nibiru is on a course to meet with us in our system, and they are, in fact, an advanced race, and when they do meet with us, they leave behind some pretty important technology. I hope to goodness somebody, somewhere out there, has a pencil.
These citizens believe their government has a duty to finally assure the energy security of this country, and they are right. I first addressed this issue at the outset of my primary campaign. And in just that time, a little more than a year, the price of a barrel of oil is more than double. The price of a gallon of gas in America stands at more than $4. Yet today, a barrel of oil costs about $134. And various oil ministers and investment firms have confidently informed us that we can soon expect to pay $200 for every barrel, and as much as $7 for every gallon of gas. That may come as good news in Moscow, Riyadh, and Caracas, where economic growth and rising oil prices are more or less the same thing. But their oil prosperity is our energy vulnerability. The jobs, family budgets, and futures of the
world. And as we head into the 5-minute mark,
you're in the night zone with Colin Knight.
You are in the night zone with Colin Knight as we head into the final 5 minutes. The phone lines are open if you get the urge, 347-324-3287. But as I say, most of our listeners do pull it down on our download system, on the download link at a later time. And that's okay. We don't mind. We love the listeners. Just remember to come to the Terror Chat page on blogtalkradio.com every so often and make sure you click favorites. We want to make sure you are there because we are.
As we hurtle towards 2012, many believe this to be a human enlightenment. Will this be the key that opens up the ancient codes? Join us in They Walk Amongst Us, coming soon.
And They Walk Amongst Us is coming soon, and hopefully to be setting up another Planet X with a little bit more in-depth information from a couple of experts. They are being negotiated as we speak, and we will announce the show as soon as we have that completely set up. So that's it, Planet X, Anunnaki, and the amazing world. Does it exist? Does it not? Some say out there may be a brown planet. That's not a good thing. Some say out there that this planet is the one that actually created our moon when it collided with us a number of trajectories ago. That's another not a good thing. And some say that Planet X may even be 7 times the size of Earth, thus causing a very strange gravitational force in our system that has been... hasn't been able to be explained completely as of yet. Scientists have theorized that there is something out there that is causing a gravitational pull that nobody has seen yet.
You know, we all have busy lives, and we can't always be at that computer at a special time, place, date, and event. So what do? Well, blogtalkradio.com have come up with the answer. Yes, you can access the archives of your favorite shows and catch up on all of the gossip and what's going on in the world. Blogtalkradio.com bring you some of the best archives you could imagine. So how do you do it? Come to www.blogtalkradio.com. Come to the webpage and pull down the archive browser or the RSS feed. It's as simple as that. Put it on your webpage. Put it on your desktop. One way to stay in touch with Terror Chat, thinking outside of the box, 24 hours a day. It'll show up on your Blog Talk browser. It's as easy as that.
BlogTalkRadio.com. Yes, thanks for Blog Talk. And Long, welcome to the virtual studio. Glad you could make it as you enter into the final minute of the show. So sorry, you're going to have to grab it on the download. But that's okay. That's what the system is designed for. And we do invite all of you that are listening via your RSS feed to come on over to blogtalkradio.com, sign in, look for the Terror Chat page, and make sure that we are on your favorite list. And then move to the home page and check out the rest of the shows. There's some fabulous stuff out there, ladies and gentlemen. You got to check it out. We'll be back next Thursday evening with Thinking Outside of the Box. In the meantime, in between time, that's it, that's all. Another edition of Terror Chat, Thinking Outside of the Box. Bye now.
Every mother, wife, sister, aunt feels the way I would feel. The things that he does doesn't make him any more pro-woman, pro-man, pro-anti-anything. He's about America.